heard? I was slept. Oh, you slept. But who was telling like that? Go on, go on. Then he began to see, who is hearing? If anyone unqualified to hear, I will cut his head by my three trigger. So he was looking here and there. He saw that on the branch of a very dense tree, very green, and that parrot was sitting and he was doing. At once he took his trigons and followed to kill her. He flew from there and came in the cottage of Vyasadeva very nearby. He was following. He came to Vyas and asked, have you seen any parrot coming here? He told that, my friend, why you are searching that parrot? To kill him. Why? He was not qualified to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, but he has heard. Can you tell what is the result of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam? Yes.
Immortal.
He will be immortal. Never die. And he will have the nectar of all Srimad Bhagavatam. He will go to Braja if he has purely heard this. And he will be important. Anyone cannot kill him. Oh, knowing this fact that he has heard and he has become immortal, he will not be killed, and you are pursuing him like mad person. Then he smiled, and Shankara also smiled, and he returned back. He directly went in the mouth of his best wife, Bhitika. And there he was for 16 years in the womb of Vyasadeva's wife. Vyasadeva began to tell all katha, and he was happily living here. After 16 years, Vyas told us, who are you here? Living in my wife's home? Very, very patiently and very pleasantly. Come on. Come on, come on. You should not give dukkha.
Any trouble to your
trouble
mother.
To your you should not make any problem for your mother. Come on, come on, come on. He told, I will not come. Why? I will come. I don't come in this
world.
Maya, you know? Attachment. Not attachment to Krishna, but attachment to worldly persons, worldly wife, worldly children, worldly these things. This is world, Maya. Maya means there are two letters, Maya. To whom you are thinking that she is my wife, he is my husband, he is my children, he is, this house is mine, this body is myself, all this is Maya. Ma, no. Ya, what you are seeing, all is Maya. So I will not come in Maya. He told that, I can remove Maya, I have power to remove. You should come. He told that, I don't believe on you. To whom you believe? I believe in Krishna. If Krishna can come and tell that I have belief, then he told. He prayed to Krishna. At once Krishna heard his prayer and he at once
appeared
there and told, oh, so you should come out of your mother's womb. He told that, who are you? I am myself, Krishna. Oh, Krishna. He became happy. He told us, I don't want to come in Maya. Because you are not here. We have left, your pastimes have left this world. And everywhere is Maya. So I don't want to come in Maya. He told that, For a moment, I am taking my Maya, so you should come. At once Krishna took his Maya from this world, and Sukadeva Goswami came from the and he at once ran away. Krishna disappeared and Vyasa was following him. So Sukadeva Goswami is really the parrot of Srimati Radhika. Otherwise he cannot tell a Srimad Bhagavat like this. It appeared, Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna appeared in a shape of Bhagavatam in the heart of Vyasadeva, you know. And he, Vyasadeva taught to Sukadeva Goswami. But it became more and more sweet from the mouth of Sukadeva Goswami. Because in Srimad Bhagavatam it has been told, in third shloka of Srimad Bhagavat, first canto. Nigama kalpataror galitang phalam sumukhad amrita drava sanjutam pivata bhagavatam rasamalayam rasamayam rasika bhum bhavka. This fruit, it has no
skin. Skin. And peel.
And not
seed.
No guthali.
No seed, no string.
Nothing. To fell. All is a rasa and a rasa. Out, in, here, there, always a rush. Everywhere, full of rush. Not full of rush. Itself full of rush. Full of rush means that there is a pot. And it that in doubt that there is some rasa. Not like this. Srimad Bhagavat is itself a rasa. Incarnation of Krishna. Krishna is ocean of rasa. So this book is also ocean of rasa itself. It is in Golok Vrindavan. From there, who brought it? Sukadeva Goswami, in his mouth. Mango, very sweet. But if a parrot has touched it, then it becomes so, so sweet. So Srimad Bhagavati itself said sweet. But the tone, the sound, the heart of Sukadeva Goswami is so sweet that this fruit, Srimad Bhagavati, became more and more sweet. Nigam kalpato rugalitam phalam. Here, what is nigam? What is kalpataru? How it came? So he is telling. A kirtan should be done to take. Come up to me again. We are telling this sloka, second sloka, Nikam Kalpataroru Galitam. Actually, this fruit, without any
skin,
koi mane kharab cheez,
experiences or
anything, only rush and rush. It was in Vrindavan. Sukadeva Goswami, Brahma first took it from Brahma, Narad, from Narad, Vyasadeva, and from Vyasadeva took this parrot and he brought it to this world. And this fruit became, this rush became more sweet and sweet by the mouth of. Any mango so sweet, but if it is touched by the mouth of any parrot, it becomes so sweet. Why? Because parrot can smell sweet thing. So he cannot take any sour or any bad thing. He must take very sweetest mango. So sweetest Srimad Bhagavat he took Sukadeva Goswami, very rasik, of Sukh of Srimati Radhika himself. So he is telling, Pivat Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muhuraho Rasika Bhruvai. If it is Srimad Bhagavat coming by the mouths of Rasik Vaishnava in the line of disciplic line from Brahma, Narada, Vyas, Sukadev, and up to now. Those who are very qualified in this Srimad Bhagavat by hearing from their Guru. But Guru should be in that line. Otherwise we should not hear. It will be like poison. If serpent touch any mango, it will be poison. Like Srimad Bhagavat is rasa, very sweet. But if any qualified person in the line of Sukadeva Goswami or Narada Vyas and all disciplic acharya, then we should hear. Otherwise, not for business, not to gain money, not to gain praise and worldly things. We should not hear it for making any gain worldly. If you want salvation, it can give. Because it is Kalpataru. Kalpatin means what you wish, it will give.
Desire tree.
Desire tree. You should hear one story of desire tree. There was a desire tree in a very forest, in a forest. Any king went to hunt, and he was whole day hunting. In evening, he was so much thirsty, and he was so much hungry. See, he forget his way how to come out of this forest. He went in dense forest. He saw that, evening is coming, night is coming. And now the wild beasts like tigers and lions and bears, they began to roar. And he was so fearful. How to save from this? Very great problem came. He went on and he became a very beautiful forest. There was a very good pond of good water and a shade of a tree, very good shade. He thought that I should take rest here. So he took water and he sat, and he was so tired and hungry. He thought that, any food can be here that I can take. At once he saw that a dish of very beautiful, sweet, and tasteful preparation came. He took very happily. Water? I need water. At once, water came in a very good glass, very sweet water. I'm so tired. So, if there is a very beautiful palanka bed here, I could have sleep here. At once a very beautiful cot, palanka bed came, and he lay down there, and at once slept came, and so soundly he slept. Tigers and lions were roaring, so in the mid-time he awoke. It's a very dangerous night, and dangerous. While beasts are here, lion should not come. If lion come, then what will we do? At once a lion came. And if he will take me and swallow me, at once he jumped up and swallowed him. This is a desire tree. Don't you should need this desire tree? But Srimad Bhagavat is not like a desire tree, like this. He will give you such beautiful fruit. What? Krishna Prem he will give. If you like Braj Prem, he will give. If you want to serve Dwarka, Prince, Satyabhama and all, he can give. If he wants to serve Ram, he will leave. So, in this sense, he is desiratory. So, we should try to serve this Srimad Bhagavatam here. Up to what time? When we are in this world. After this world also. Pivat Bhagavatam arasham alayam muhur muhur rasika bhuv bhavka. O rasik and bhav, you should hear this. Until you become, you don't become murcha, faint. Again, again, you should hear. So how it is? This book is Srimad Bhagavatam Arasamayalayam, Ocean of Rasa. How? Because in first sloka, janamadasya jata annayadita ratasya. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur has explained this sloka for more than 1 month. Only this sloka, in various ways, as our Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained in so many ways. There are about more than 300 Bhashyaka commentators of Srimad Bhagavatam. But among them, only having the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his line, Sanatana Goswami and Jiva Goswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, especially Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, his explanation is supermost, very easy and very, very
attractive,
charming, very sweet. So our sampradaya, we Gaudiya Vaishnava, especially in the line of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur Bhakti Vinod, all we like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. But he is telling, I am explaining only the remnants of left by Srila Sanatana Goswami and Jiva Goswami. Understand? His explanation is not other than Srila Sanatana Goswami and Jiva Goswami. Only he is taking remnant and making it more beautiful, maha 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 prasad. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur here and Jiva Goswami is telling janamadasya jataha. From whom all world has been created and supported by him. And at last all worlds mix in him. He is supermost, supreme personality of Godhead. He is Krishna, satyam parama dhimahi. He is satya. Satya means?
Truth.
Eternal truth. Parama. Parama satya.
Supreme
truth. He lives where? In Golok Vrindavan. So satyam parma dhimahi, I meditate that. This is first explanation. And brief, very brief I am giving. Second, this world has come from Krishna. Janmadasya jatah. Janma of Adi Rasa. Adi Rasa means?
Original.
Singar Rasa.
Adi means yes, Singar. Singar Rasa means Madhur Rasa. Madhur Rasa is called Singar Rasa and also Adi Rasa. Adi Rasa. So Adi Rasa has come from whom? From Krishna. Because he is ocean of Rasa. Satyam parma dhimahi. I meditate that satyam parma dhimahi. Third, rasa cannot come from alone Krishna. If Krishna is alone, he is Nirvishesh Tattva. So must be Srimati Radhika and all gopis. So conjugal here, from conjugal, both Radha and Krishna mixing becomes Rasa. In two ways. Madhuras comes from Radha and Krishna. So, janamadasya jataha anvayadi taratasya anvay and itar. Anvay and vyatire. Anvay means?
Meetings.
In anukullena. And itar means?
Antvaradi.
No. Vyatirek.
Indirect.
Indirect. Direct and indirect. No? What is direct and indirect? Always speak truth. This is direct. What is indirect? Don't speak.
Don't tell lie.
Don't tell lie. One thing. Nothing separate thing. One thing. But it depends on the telling of mood of telling. Don't tell lie, always speak truth. Both are same. But one has been told direct and another
indirect.
Indirect. Here, Rasa comes from Krishna and Radhika, direct and indirect. Here the meaning will be that when meeting, then conjugal Rasa comes as a meeting. And when they are separated, when Krishna goes to cowherd or he goes to Mathura and Vrindavan, then it becomes what Rasa?
Dipralamba
Rasa. So, when there are two Rasas, meeting and
separation,
then it will be full, otherwise half. If there is no separation mood, Krishna cannot be more happy in meeting. So it adds that. So anvayatrayak means by meeting and by separation in two modes. Meeting ras and milana ras and
separation.
So the ras comes in this way. When both are meeting, ras is going on. Both are singing, all the gopis, Srimati Radhika. At that time, Srimati Radhika and Krishna are conjugal in the middle. And all round gopis. At once Krishna became lakhs and lakhs Krishna. With each gopi he became one Krishna. But it is affluence. So Vrindavan, in Vrindavan affluence should not come. Otherwise it will be opulence, aishwarya bhava. So here Krishna did not manifested in lakhs and lakhs Krishna. But one there was one Krishna. And he was swiftly running and dancing in so way that all used to say, oh, Krishna is with me, Krishna with me. Very quickly running and dancing. So no opulence. But the persons don't know fact, they will tell that, oh, Krishna became lakhs and lakhs as gopis were. But actually it was not so. Srimati Radhika was saying that he is with me. But when he used to see to another gopi, oh, very fastly he is running and quickly going to that gopi and he is doing like this and this. Sometimes Krishna is singing. And after that, the same tune, same song, Krishna is singing. And after that, gopis are singing, Srimati Radhika is singing. Krishna did it sare gama pa, five, like kokil, like cuckoo birds. Very melodious tone. But Srimati Radhika did what? Sare gama padhani sa. Oh, Krishna. Oh, sadhu, 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 sadhu. I cannot do like you. So sweet, so high. and Krishna embraced Radhika. Oh, sadhu, sadhu. All gopis were seen. All stopped and hearing Srimati Radhika. Krishna told, now you are tired. Where is your anklet? Your anklet is there. He took anklet and he tied in the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. And he took his
pitambar
and he washed the mouth of Srimati Radhika. This sweet, how beautiful. Krishna was controlled by Radhika and gopis here. He wanted to massage the feet of gopis here. So this is meeting rush. At that time, what Srimati Radhika will tell, order, Krishna will carry out. This is meeting rush. And separation mood, vyatire, what is that? Krishna went to Mathura. All gopis were lamenting and weeping. Uddham came. Krishna told that Uddhava go and pacify them. He went there and he saw all gopis are like dead. Some gopi mane Srimati Radhika, like mad, and she was about to die, very lean and thin, always weeping, lamenting. She saw a bamboo bee, very bad. She thought that, oh, this is
messenger
of Krishna. Because he is black, his messenger should be black. He has taken so much wine. Madhupuri, you know, where Madhu means wine is there. A stock, very big stock. And the shopkeeper is who? Wholesale dealer is Krishna. And his friend. And he has taken wine and he has become mad and he has come to pacify her. Go away from here. Don't touch my. This is separation. So many things to tell. But now time is over. I should not speak more. So I am leaving it for tomorrow. You should come punctually at 5:30. Some are neglecting kirtan. That Maharaj is not here, so why should we go first?
Don't go.
Come first. If you are not waiting for me eagerly, that Maharaj should come and we should be here. When Maharaj will come, then after that we will come, like slowly here. Don't do that. Otherwise I will make late, and I will see that you are not sitting, you are not singing. You are not having Srimad Bhagavatam and everything ready, then I will tell that I am not feeling well. I am so tired. I should take rest. So you should note this thing. I see that some persons, they don't avail aarti. At that very time they chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. I think this is not better. At the time of kirtan, you should join. At the aarti, you should see aarti. You should join aarti. At the time of chanting them, be alone or anywhere, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Where there is going on kirtan, how you can chant? Your mind will be going here, there. So you should go. All the times, in time, at the time of aarti, we should try to. This is a part of bhakti. No? Archan. When you are in Srimad Bhagavat, patiently being observed, we should hear. One letter, one word from ear, we take here. Otherwise, we cannot get anything. If you have at that time any lust, think so many problems, how to marriage, how to do this, that, don't. Srimad Bhagavat is solved itself. So take out all these desires and all these things and then come here. Like Parikshit Maharaj, otherwise you will not get. Be first. Parikshit Maharaj giving up his throne, his everything, desires and everything. Empty heart you should come. Then I will
fill it up
by this amrit. I mean this nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam. Gaud Pramanam.
Hare Mahal.
You should now do arti.